Construction of Algoma Steel's electric arc furnaces, EAF, is changing the Sault Ste. Marie skyline. The steelmaker announced this week that the last of four crane girders have been installed, officially connecting the EAF main building. Construction began at both ends of the building. The crane girders joins it in the middle. The company said in a social media post that each girder, made from Algoma plate, measures 100 feet long, 16 feet deep and weighs 120 tons. These components arrived by tug and barge last summer. Fabrication was done off-site by Warren Fabricating and Machining and Sis Manufacturing. With winter approaching, Algoma said the last of the roof trusses are being installed to complete the building structure. The $800 million EAF complex at Algoma is expected to come online by the end of 2024. The 120-year-old Sault Ste. Marie plate and sheet producer is constructing two new furnaces to replace its existing blast furnace and basic oxygen steelmaking operations. The transformational project is expected to reduce Algoma's carbon emissions by approximately 70%, making the project among Canada's lowest cost per ton of GHG, greenhouse gas, reduction. Algoma management will likely delve into more details on the pace of construction when the company posts its fiscal 2024 second quarter results after the markets close on Thursday. A web call with steel analysts takes place on Friday morning.